today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for today, we're going to speak about paradise in the view of Islam. So I invite you to be with us. Salamu alaikum. Today, Wednesday, is the 14th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to chapter Al-Waqi'ah, verses 15 to 18, and then some points about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ala sururin mawdunah.
On thrones woven with ornament.
Muttaki'ina 'alayha mutaqabilin.
Reclining on them, facing each other.
يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ
There will circulate among them young boys made eternal.
بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ
With vessels, pitchers, and a cup of wine from a flowing spring.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verses treat of the material and immaterial blessings granted to those nearest to divine throne on the day of resurrection. Such blessings are innumerable. They are depicted in the blessed verses in questions such that man with his limited intellectual capacities be able to comprehend them. The blessed verses are saying that thrones shall be prepared for those nearest to divine throne. Thrones adorned with different jewels like rubies, diamonds, and emeralds. The people of paradise shall recline upon those couches and thrones while they shall be face to face enjoying each other's society without being bored of loneliness. It might be a reference to numerous thrones laid together, thus according further glory to their majesty mansions.
Life is not the same. When I'm too concerned by what they say, why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Now paradise in the view of this religion, Islam. it is beyond the capacity of the people of this world to have a comprehension of the bliss of paradise. Only a brief belief in its existence is sufficient, and one should not go into details as to where it is or how it is. It can be compared to a child in a mother's womb who is not aware of the outside world. Paradise is a place free of emptiness and sorrow. Handicap, ailment, and aging do not exist there. It is no place for boredom and uneasiness. There is absolute peace and contentment. Hence, it is also referred to as Darussalam, the abode of peace.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is your host Ali, and we are with you with another topic. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about heaven and the abiders of heaven, al-Jannah. So this heaven that we are talking about is a corporeal entity, or spiritual one is something which, as I said earlier, is under disputes and is quite controversial topic. Some hadiths and narrations have pointed out that the heaven is created before the occurrence of the resurrection. It has been known as a Shia belief. There is a hadith, a narration from Imam Radha alayhi salam, according to which the heaven is created in the sense that it has an external existence, and that the prophets sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw the real heaven in his mi'raj. Thus, if someone rejects that the heaven is created, they will thereby deny the prophets. Some hadith have emphasized that for every person there is a specific predetermined place in the heaven as well as in the hell. A person's action gradually build up that place in the heaven or in the hell during time. Such hadith and narrations have been appealed to for the existence of the heaven and the hell right now. So these hadiths show that the heaven and hell are now available, and they do exist now. Al-Quran and narrations from the infallibles emphasize that the heaven and in general, the afterlife are corporeal or physical. Thus, there is no difference between this mundane world and the afterlife with respect to the being physical. They are different in other aspects.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Among the pleasures of paradise, there is nothing like it. The delights of paradise surpass the imagination and defy description. They are like nothing known to the people of this world. No matter how advanced we may become, what we achieve is as nothing in comparison with the joys of the hereafter. As it mentioned in several reports, there is nothing like paradise. It is sparkling light, aromatic plants, a lofty palace, a flowing river, and abundant clothing, in an eternal abode of radiant joy, in beautiful, soundly constructed high houses. Allah said in chapter 76, verse 20, "And when you look there in paradise, you will see a delight that cannot be imagined, and a great dominion. What Allah has kept hidden from us, the delights of paradise, is beyond our ability to comprehend. Now, how to achieve this place? Pray, feed the poor, mind your speech, and remember the day of judgment. This is another lesson. When you read the dialects of people of Jannah and people of hell, you can learn from their mistakes now by listening to their words. When the people of Jannah ask the people of hell, "Why did you enter the fire?" the first thing they will say is, "We didn't pray." Do you see the importance of prayer? Apart from your connection to Allah in prayer, mind your connection with the Ummah and make it your duty to look after the poor and needy. Actively look out for those who need help or guidance and give your wealth and time to helping out those in need local and further away. Finally, always remind yourself of the Day of Judgment to keep all your actions in check. And most importantly, repent when you go wrong. Inshallah.
The hadith of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, إذا أراد المؤمن في الجنة, he's speaking about al-Jannah, listen carefully, he says, إذا أراد المؤمن شيئا, if you want something, إنما أمره أن يقول سبحانك اللهم. If you crave something in the Jannah, all you have to do is say سبحان الله. Glory be to Allah. فتبادرت إليه الخدم بما يشتهيه من دون أن يطلب ذلك. You don't even have to ask for what you want. All you do is think about it. I'm thinking about, for example, a Lamborghini that flies. Can I have it? Yes, think about it and say subhanallah. Allah will summon, He will order those servants, they will run. They won't hesitate. As soon as you want it, you will have it. You will see it in front of you. Just say subhanallah. This is the first law of Jannah, that the beauties of Jannah are whatever you desire, whatever you wish, just say subhanallah and you will see it in front of you. This is the first law of the beauties and the ni'am of Jannah. The second law that the Quran tells us about the ni'am of Jannah, Allah says about al-Jannah, لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, that in al-Jannah we will find peace. It is called the place of peace. There is a city in the world called Darus Salam. It is not Darus Salam. The true Darus Salam you will find in al-Jannah. The Jannah, Allah Azza wa Jal describes it as being Darus Salam, the place of complete, absolute peace.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark, I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.